Begin the Gardav, the Sefas Megillah Dav Chafal, begin the Menhal, begin the Tezmas, begin with the Gemara, the Hekta Chalavim, regarding the burning of the fats, the Karbanas is called a Laila, that all night, Ada Baker until the morning, is valid. Which takes to qualify, it says, Vahad Nidav Kishna Sachle Evokim can consist, is only if the limbs have already been consumed before midnight, Shashalta Ben Or, meaning that the fire has taken a hold of them before midnight. Then the mitzvah is to go and burn them, because it already became the lechem of the Mizbeach, avlam le'moshal behen. But if the fire did not take a hold of them before chatzais, then ein nimshachan achar chatzais. Then the haktara is not going after chatzais, and actually you can't bring it up on the mizbeach anymore to start it after chatzais. Because Amar Rabbi Yechon says perikam diyuma, like Rabbi Yechon says the end of the first perikam diyuma, dabchaf from a base, you cannot burn a worm after chatzais if it didn't the fire take did not take a hold of them before chatzais. Next test masvot that begin with the gemara suya chil b'sachem. It's going to include the eating of the carbon pasach. But like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and not like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, who holds you're not allowed to eat after chatzos. Here we come to include that what's all night is actually including the Karm Pesach. Now, such times we come welcome there, but still it would seem the halacha kriv Loza, the halacha is like Rabbi Loza, not like we're trying to say in our Gemara. Because the ikkei stamma Rabbi Pesachim, the koyka b'tik, because you have anonymous mission, Rabbi Pesachim, Pesachim of Kav Chavim Bey, that's like him. So now they go in the mission that says ha-pesach achar chatzos, the Karm Pesach after midnight, metam ezidam, getam ez the hands, which is like the halacha b'lina, meaning the nicer that you can't have it after chatzais. So you see that after chatzais it is invalid. And the chaim mishnah beis mekam. So we have a mishnah in zavachim nafnam b'mem beis v'stamam b'sei parakam the bracha d'avtzas. So now I'm going to be some one of the beis one of the shabim liel. Be based on mishnah b'chulu that the son of liel came from the party b'chulu etc. Amlam, he said to them, yeah, I know the chacham said that you can't say krishma after chatzais. But kama shomer chacham al chatzais. The chacham said it's until chatzais. Mitzvahs nachal manashach. The mitzvah is up until the break of dawn. And why they said chatzai is laharchim asal minaver. Now the ilachid pesachim leketani. Now it doesn't say regarding the eating of the korban pesach, regarding the other things that we said that the reason why they say only chatzai is midrabanan and umukel lekavlas benzayi the machatzais. It says yeah, because like what that says that actually biblically it's chatzai, not rabbinically. So you see again from a few mishnayos that the loch is like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Therefore, you have to be quick to eat the matzah on Seder night before chatzos, and I feel the matzah shall have a koyman, even the matzah of a koyman. And the reason is shechiv matzah bezman azah, but the reason because the chiv matzah bezman azah is the reisa, and it's the equivalent of the carbon pesach, which again you have to eat it before chatzos. Now that's because they're biblical. Bahal shall achach after koyman, but the hal that's after the koyman in lach b'kol kach. They're going to be so stringent, shem midrabanan, because that whole mitzvah is midrabanan. And the bread you could have after chatzais. Hanlach Hakrel Mafreya, we shall return to Hakrel Mafreya with Taisis. And now we begin next parak, parak Hakarim, we begin with Tais de Masel, the beginning words of the Gemara Vemav Tim Navi. That we don't do a Haftarim with Navi by Shabbos Ben Mincha. Now, Kash Leben Tam, Ben Tam finds it difficult. Kotel, Parak Mamat Likin, the Gemara Shabbos of Chavdal Marav, Omer Abachtabai, says, Shalmali Shabbos, if not for Shabbos. You wouldn't have Navi by Mincha, but Yom Tov that falls out to be on Shabbos. Now, what do you mean? Amishna says that you don't have Maftir by Shabbos by Mincha. So, what do you have to say? That had to come awesome, the Maftir by Navi by Mincha by Shabbos, because Yom Tov that we do make a Maftir by the Navi in Mincha on Shabbos that falls on Yom Tov. Lav Navi, it doesn't mean Navi, I'll write to the Maksuvim, rather mean from the Ksuvim. I can mean, but I call Gisvei, on Shabbos of Koftes, I'm amazed that Benardoi, Paski, Sidra, Beksuv, Ben Mincha, Shabbat. The Paski, what does that mean? And Haftarah, that they would say Haftarah, but the Beksuv, not from Navi, like we say over here. This is actually our place that have this custom to have haftarah from ksuvim by Shabbos by Mincha. Now, by Tam Shabbat Mincha by Tainis, why is it that we have haftarah by Mincha by Tainis and not by Shachris? Mishem Nachsib, because it says in haftarah on the Tainis Shimon Mishpat Basud Staka safeguard the judgment and do charity. A pasuk in Yeshaya Nabegid the Tainis Tzad Kasa, and the reward of a fast is the charity, which generally they would do that Leis Erev and towards the evening time. Therefore, it's appropriate to go ahead and say it in the evening after they did tzedakah, which later in the day. And if we say the haftarah of the tainus by mincha and not by shachas. The first aliyah and the last aliyah, they make bracha before and one makes a bracha afterwards. It's difficult. Why in the Mishnah are we saying it three times? So you could have said it just one time. We know that that's what applies. We have to say Monday and Thursdays and Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So if there's something you can say is the Havasanka that you would have thought to say the whole Tafi Milsa Machaber, whatever, as the Gemara calls it, that each one, that you, the reason why you keep on adding on Aliyah is because it has another more element than the previous one. So then you would say in Baruch Levin Al-Achara that you would make a Baruch before and after, not just in the beginning at the end. Shemach Yat Shechel Mesnei Bukhu, they would say, no, all of them, no matter how much you keep on adding, you're only going to have one person make a Baruch in the beginning and one person make a Baruch at the end. Simnik says Maskel to begin with the Gemara, El Moli Mikrokosov. Now, if a Pazik ever written, oh, we would not have been able to say such a thing. Now, Kasha says it's difficult because she ain't Shem Moli, she writes a Lema. There are certain types of Moli that obviously means to say Iluloi, had it not been, Kukainocha, like over here, that if not for the Pazik haven't said, oh, we wouldn't have said this. And Kukainu Moli Igoras Rishainis, like we found the Gemara previously with W. Bezim and Bez, if not for the earlier letters, that they would have said what a fool he is, you know. So then they would have destroyed the Jewish people, can't have it. And we find this many times. Now, on the other hand, Yeshua Moli, there are certain times that says, El Moli, Shoretz, Lemmy, Ilohoyu, to the contrary, that it means to say, had it yes been, as we find, had they whipped Chadam Shabazar, they wouldn't have been able to withstand like it was with the fire. And became so too, the Gemara later on the Chadam, El Moli, Lebi, Adam, not for the fact that you're Lebi, etc. So, Mishnah, what's the difference? How do we know when it's if not or if yes? Rabbanim says the Hekeshesh Aleph Besayif Il Moli when there's an Aleph at the end of the word Il Moli Ritzalim Ilu Loi. It's the word Loi at the end with an Aleph that had it not been. When it says Moli with a Yuratin Ritzalim Ilu Hayah, then means to say had it yes been, and therefore it's not difficult.